In constructing homes for plants that cost more than homes for people, the Ersteins joined the swelling ranks of wealthy individuals willing to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, occasionally millions, on private greenhouses. In the Ersteins' case, the impetus was charitable. For others, it's often in pursuit of a luxury the Cambo estate has enjoyed for centuries: fresh produce, year-round. The trend toward homegrown food produced in expensive, personal greenhouses has always been there, but it's increasing, says Alex Turkwich, founder of the Toronto-based consultant Greenhouse Engineering. Each of the last 3 years, we've had 50% growth year over year, says Neil Bobrick, chief operating officer of Hartley Botanic, whose Victorian greenhouses start at $25,000 and whose more modern horticulture started about $60,000. The whole farm-to-table concept has been a driver of our additional business. John Lawson, a sales director at Alitex, says 10 years ago, his Hampshire-based company would construct about 15 greenhouses a year. That cost more than $250,000. Now they build close to 50. People are getting more sensitive, he says. They don't want mass-produced stuff that's been shipped around the world. They want homegrown, solid stuff. And at the top end of the market, they can afford to have it. People have wintered plants for thousands of years, most notably in orangeries, such as the ones at the palaces of Versailles, outside Paris, and Schönbrunn in Vienna, where delicate plants would be brought into large windowed halls to keep them from dying during a frost. These structures, many of which are still around, were principally intended for nurturing exotic plants that would never have survived otherwise.